This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. If you are interested in a CD or printed copy of today's sermon, please listen at the end of the program for information on how to order. We're happy you chose to join us for worship this day and pray that you will join us every Sunday on this station. There are many questions that have no answers. We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, it was the great St. Paul who uttered these words that now I see through a mirror dimly, then face to face. Now I know in part, but someday I shall fully understand. God, give us that grace to accept that there are times that we simply have to say, because it has not been revealed to us, we cannot tell you the answer. Grant, O God, that your presence may be felt with us in the preaching of your word this day, and grant that souls may be drawn into a closer relationship with you. In Christ's name, amen. Friends in Christ, imagine that it's a Sunday morning and you are getting ready for church. The television is reporting a murder that has taken place in your town. A mother and her two children are dead, and the husband and father is missing. By the time you arrive at your church, this is the topic of conversation. You go into the building, sit down for the worship service, and the first hymn that has been chosen for the day is, "My God, How Wonderful Thou Art." Thy majesty, how bright! How beautiful thy mercy seat in depths of burning light! No earthly father loves like thee, no mother e'er so mild, bears and forbears as thou hast done with me, thy sinful child. But Satan has also come to church, and he whispers into your ear, where is this loving, righteous God that you have just sung about, who permits such terrible things to happen in your town? There are many questions that have no answers, and it is better that we not be a spokesman for God where his word does not give us the answer. However, I believe that our text for today speaks to this question, so please permit me to read it. Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the talent and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servant came to him and said, sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? An enemy did this, he replied. The servants asked him, do you want us to go out and pull them up? No, he answered, because while you are pulling up the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into the barn. And then down in verse 36, then Jesus left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. And he answered, well, the one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seeds stand for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. He who has ears, let him hear. Friends, we often talk about this as the day of grace. This is a time where we cannot understand it, but people can turn their backs on God, defy his word, and let an unrighteous, godless world sort of dictate the policies. And God seemingly permits it. In fact, he continually calls this world to repentance and pleads with them to receive him as Savior and Lord. These sins, as atrocious as they can be forgiven if they will but come to Christ, who has paid the price for all of the sins of the world through his suffering and death at the cross. We have to remember the robber on the cross. He must have been a bad man, but when in his last hour, the last hour of the time of grace for him, he cried out, remember me when you come in your kingdom. And Jesus replied, today you shall be with me in paradise. This is the day of grace. But did you notice in the parable Jesus reminded us that the day of grace will end, and then comes the judgment? Let me emphasize that once more, because this is a part of the gospel that is often not heard, at least not very clearly. Jesus said, but did you not notice in the parable? I remind you that the day of grace will end, and then will come the judgment. Let me read this once more. The day of grace will end, and then comes the judgment. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. This is Jesus speaking. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, and there will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. The righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. And then our Lord ends that portion by saying, he who has ears, let him hear. Here God's word is teaching us that there definitely is a day of grace. And there our Heavenly Father is pleading and begging with us to come to Christ. But if we do not, the day of grace will end, and then will come the judgment. Yes, there is a judgment. I mentioned a few weeks ago reading Erich Maxtas' book on Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Let me quote from that book again today. He writes, how could the Church of Luther, the great church of the gospel, have come to the place that Adolf Hitler could have gained a serious hearing? The answer is that the true gospel, summed up by Bonhoeffer as costly grace, had been lost. The church had been marked by formalism. That meant that going to church and hearing that God loves us and forgives everyone so that it really doesn't matter how you live. Bonhoeffer called that cheap grace. The faith did not need to be carried to the world. The faith did not have to lift its voice and speak harshly against Adolf Hitler and Nazism. Then Timothy Keller, the author of the foreword who used these words that I have just read to you, asks, could this happen to us today? And he answers his own question by saying, certainly it could. We soon become guilty of practicing cheap grace. Let's look at the parable again. Jesus said, the one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. That is, the one who has given us the scripture with all of the encouragement, with all of the joy, with all of the need for whatever is necessary in a full life, is none other than our Savior himself. Look at some of these words that are spoken. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. But that is costly grace. Jesus had to die to pay the price for the sins of the world in order to offer them the promise of eternal life. turn to Luke 16:10, and here you have that lovely story of Zacchaeus. When Zacchaeus had repented of his sins, Jesus forgave him and then said to his kinsman, "This man also has been saved, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." When everybody could give up on us, as they did on Zacchaeus, it was Jesus who could stand there and say, "The Son of Man that came, even in that day of grace, to save the lost." Look at this great text that is found at the end of the 28th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel. Isn't this a good seed? "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." I'm going to ascend into heaven now. Physically, I will not be with you. But never forget this. I will still be with you always, everyone, to the end of the age. And when the end of the age has come, and the day of grace has ended, then he gives us a real promise. This also is the good seed. "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and get you to myself, that where you may be also. And you know the way." And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know the way." And Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." And we talk about love. Yes, we turn to our Lord Jesus Christ and see what he says. And listen to this seed that he has planted in our lives. "Lo, you have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more for than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your Father in heaven is perfect." That's the good seed that was planted by the Son of Man, and it will bear fruit. And at the end of this age and the close of the day of grace, then we will see all these things come to end. And there are questions that we have not been able to answer in detail here, will in the kingdom of heaven be made known to us. But you and I know that along with the good seed, Satan has come, and he has planted his seed too. And he has said, as we live with these promises of the Lord Jesus in our hearts, in our homes, in our Bibles, Satan says through the lips of the rationalist, "Can you, an educated person, believe what the church calls the gospel?" Maybe many, many years ago in other places, but not we who have been so well trained. We have to rise above this. Or the rationalist might also say, you talk about absolutes. The right and the wrong of life is judged by the situation. What is right in one case and in one place may be wrong in the same situation somewhere else. That's Satan's seed that seeks to rip us out of the kingdom, the weeds that will one day be thrown into the fire. He hears you say, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Satan says, what does that mean? We live among a lot of good, good, good people who know nothing about sin. Can't we get rid of that negativism and just rejoice and emphasize and celebrate all that is so good? But the Bible still stands. For even though there may be a great deal of good, and I think there is, people are still sinners. And without a Savior, there is no salvation. Or they say that Christ is a good man. That's all they want him to be for them. But for us who are the children of God, he is a God incarnate. Why doesn't God do something about this? Right now in America, in our situation, why doesn't he clean house? And I guess the only answer that we can give is that he lets the good and the bad live together during the day of grace, always pleading, always begging, always anxious to give forgiveness that they will but repent and trust in Christ. But then the day of grace is going to end. And then comes the judgment. And those who are outside of Christ will be considered the weeds. And not according to my voice, that wouldn't make any difference. But according to what the Lord Jesus Christ himself said. I like what Wright says in his commentary. Our God is not a statistic monster who would consign most of his image-bearing creatures to eternal damnation. But also beware, for God is not an indulgent grandfather determined to spoil the youngest rotten by letting him do whatever he wants to do and still giving him sweets at the end of the day. We must refuse and refute the second as well as the first. This is the day of grace. You live in the day of grace. Forgiveness is still offered you. Salvation is offered to you. But that day of grace is going to cease when you breathe your last, if Jesus has not already come. But when it ceases, then comes the judgment. And those who have ears, let them hear with the words of our Savior himself. Amen. Father, in this day of grace, when there is still time for us to find ourselves in a relationship with the Savior, grant that we, empowered by the Holy Spirit, may act and make our decisions, that only in Christ is there peace. Bless those who are sick. Comfort those who are dying. Be with those who stand by their bedside, and let them know that this is still the day of grace. In Christ's name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray today's sermon has filled you with hope for the coming week. The prayers and gifts of you, our generous listeners, are vital building blocks of this ministry. If you are able, please help us to continue to stand on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, our solid rock. You may direct your gifts to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. If you would like to learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at christiancrusaders.org. Today's program, hundreds of archived sermons, a daily devotion, a preview of the upcoming program, and much more are all just a click away. Christian Crusaders now offers a DVD series of sermons, Basic Biblical Truths, by Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. If you would like to receive this video series, or a CD or printed copy of today's sermon, please write to us at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Or you can also call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936.